Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We're glad that you joined us for the 70th episode of the podcast, which is also the last podcast of 2016. We know this is an odd time to release a podcast between Christmas and New Year's, but we have something hopefully you think is very special for this last episode of the year, and that is that all six members of A Legacy of Faith are actually in one place around a microphone, and we are going to share some things with you, and we're excited about that. Everybody who's around the table except one has been on the program before. Jeremiah, we're glad you have finally joined the group.
Thanks.
I was actually going back through and I thought, everybody's been on there. I thought, I've never actually had Jeremiah as a guest. I feel bad. But we're glad everybody's here. What we want to do, we're going to make this fairly brief because we know that you're listening to this maybe at New Year's Eve or something. You've got other things you're wanting to do. But also, frankly, we have other things we want to do as we're recording this. We're just together for the holidays. And we want to sit around a few moments and give you something to encourage you and your family as we go into the new year of 2017. And all we're going to do is simply share, each of us is going to share one spiritual goal, one we might call it resolution, that we are each trying to accomplish next year. And the reason behind this is to maybe help you to think of some things that you might want to seek to accomplish. We all, most of us, I should say, make New Year's resolutions. I believe I heard the other day that 48% of Americans make resolutions every year. And so around half of us do. But sometimes we don't make those resolutions or goals spiritual in nature. Maybe we talk about losing weight or paying off debt or those types of things. But we want to give you some, I guess, thought starters, idea starters, for maybe building a list of some spiritual resolutions. And so we're just going to kind of go around the table here. The quality may not be the sound quality. Hopefully the content quality is really good. But the sound quality may be a little bit down because we're sitting around a table and some of us are a little bit distant from the microphone. We hope you can put up with that. I'm going to begin as we're sitting, and I know you're listening, you can't see this, but to my right with Amber Tatum, my sister, who has been on the program before as a guest. So Amber, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
I know what she was doing. She told me, when was I a guest on the podcast before?
But no, I remember. We did it on the phone.
That's right. We did one on the phone talking about, I believe it was family devotions, wasn't it?
I think so.
That's good. So, Amber, good 2016. Looking forward to 2017. Let us know something you're thinking about accomplishing in 2017 that's spiritual in nature.
Well, I really didn't want to go first, but I guess I will since you made me.
I'm the host. Do what I say.
Mine's going to be a little bit different because of where I am in life. For those of you who don't know, of course, I'm married to Jeremiah, and he's a full-time preacher of a congregation between 400 and 500. We have three children who are 15, 12, and 9, and all are very involved in different things. I teach full-time in a special ed program, and I'm back in school working on my master's in special education, so I'm a little bit busy and a little bit overwhelmed most of the time.
And at some point, she sleeps.
Yeah. So my goal is really to be more engaged. And what I mean by that is I feel like I've gotten in a rut of doing the right things because I'm supposed to do them, but without the heart and the spirit behind it that's supposed to be there. So I'm going to really try to focus in more on doing the things, not just because I'm supposed to, but because I love God and I really want to.
That's a great goal. It's something that I think a lot of people can understand, especially, like you said, people who are busy. We're involved in a million different things, and sometimes it becomes rote. We check off the to-do list and the heart isn't there.
And that's so, exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and so that may not be something where somebody can write, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by June. It's not that kind of goal, but I think all of us understand that goal of wanting to have the heart behind those things. So that's very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'm done.
She's happy. She's finished. Now she can go spank the children who are acting up in the other room. we are also joined, as I said, by everybody in Legacy of Faith. Next around the table is my mom, Donna Fawn. Mom, welcome back.
Thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
And this may be where the sound quality gets a little bit odd because I might have to actually move the microphone from time to time. So you may hear that a little bit. We'll try to work on that in editing, and it may come out, may not. So just understand that. But Mom, kind of do what Amber did, if you don't mind. Kind of tell us, kind of where you are in life and why that plays into a spiritual goal for 2017 that you're hoping to do that may also encourage somebody else in the coming year.
Well, at this point in life, Jim and I are kind of in transition. Many of you may know that he has just retired as a full-time minister, and will continue to be an elder at the Central Church of Christ, but that is a change for us, and so we're in transition. But I really think that when it comes to spiritual goals, along with being supportive of him and the work that he'll still have as an elder, one of the things that I've had in mind is to try to become more focused on the people around me, whether they say anything about what's going on in their life or not, to try and see them where they are and view them to see if they are in need of spiritual help and spend a little more time. Jim and I are talking about having more people into our home so that it'll be on a more personal level with them. And just trying to support people in that way, I think, is one of the goals that we're going to set. I'm going to set, at least, for this next year.
That's really good. I think any Christian could understand that, but especially, I know we have several elders who listen to this. I think that's something that every, you know, church leader, every elder needs to hear, but really every Christian needs to hear.
Absolutely.
And so, thank you. Now she's happy because she's finished. It's kind of fun to watch around the table the ones who haven't gone yet, sitting there going, oh man, and the ones who are finished going, yeah, I'm relaxed now. Jeremiah, glad that you are with us.
Good to be here.
And I'm going to move the microphone to you. And Amber kind of gave your all's place in life a little bit, at least her part of it. So if you don't mind, kind of follow the same format. Just kind of let us know where you are and why that plays into something you've got, hopefully, as a goal or resolution for 2017.
Well, it's interesting that you ask a question to, you know, we're preachers. The three of us here are preachers. And, you know, preachers are people, too, with spiritual goals, too. And I'm thinking about where I am as far as my preaching career is concerned. We'll start our seventh year at Willow Avenue this January, and this will be 20 years full-time preaching for me personally. And one of the things I want to say to some younger preachers is you really need to study while you can. Study in school. Study the Word and be prepared to preach it, because once you start ministering to local congregations, a lot of your time is going to be taken away from your personal study, trying to help people with their spiritual goals. And sometimes what you'll lose in that is your personal Bible study in preparing for lessons, for Bible classes, and other things. We prepare ourselves while we go to get our degree, while we kind of cut our teeth sometimes on smaller congregations that give us opportunity to preach a little bit before we get a full-time job. And we do a whole lot more study, it seems like, early on in our careers, just by situations and circumstances, than we do as we get older. But it's really important for us to prepare our lessons and to have more depth to what we're preaching. And I think that sometimes our messages can get watered down by the fact that we're busy serving people but not preparing our lessons as we should. And our number one job as a preacher is to preach the gospel and to have a good knowledge of the Word and to give that to other people and to feed them. So I think for myself personally, I really am going to try and spend more time preparing lessons. That might sound strange to some of you preachers out there. Maybe you spend a ton of time preparing lessons and you don't do as much ministering to people. But I've just found myself in a situation in a large congregation and a family that needs me a lot with growing kids, so busy that I'm not studying and preparing in my lessons and teaching enough. So that's what I want to do.
And as a fellow preacher, I totally understand everything you just said. And any preacher who's listening needs to hear that. I would suggest also, Jeremy, any Bible class teacher needs to hear the same thing, to spend as much time as possible preparing those lessons as well. Dad, Jim Fawn, glad you're back again.
Thank you.
This is like your fourth time, or you've been here a bunch of times. So
you're
getting. He's like, I don't remember. I'm so famous. I don't remember all the podcasts I've been on. I can't keep up with all those things. But Mom mentioned kind of the place of transition where you and she, you and her, whatever. Wow, she taught English. I'm really embarrassed right now. Are in your life, but you know, you may want to add to that a little bit, or kind of show where that plays into something you want to suggest for 2017 for yourself and for others as well.
Yeah, she kind of stole about most of what I was thinking about saying. Like she said, this is being recorded 2 days after I preached my last sermon as a full-time minister for the Central Church of Christ in Paducah. And that's after 38 years of being, for the most part, a full-time located preacher. There were about 4.5 years there that Donna and I worked for Fried Hardeman University. I was not a full-time located preacher, but I was preaching almost every Sunday, kind of representing Fried Hardeman and doing what I could for them and trying to encourage people in various churches and so on and so forth. So after all of that, like I said, I preached my last full-time sermon Sunday. And what I'm hoping to do, I think Donna made mention of this also, but for the last few years, I've also served as an elder here. And I'm hoping that this next chapter in our life will give me some time and opportunities to kind of hone my shepherding skills, get more involved in people's lives than I hopefully already am. And also try to show that just because you're a little bit older, it doesn't mean you're useless. I've been thinking for a long time. In fact, I remember preaching a sermon on this when I was a whole lot younger, that one of the church's greatest untapped resources is the older, or are, here I am all messed up on it. You know, she intimidates us being English. But anyway, the older members, you know, sometimes are a great untapped resource. I remember when I was a very young man hearing somebody talk about an older preacher, and they said, well, all he can do is preach. Well, I'm thinking, going back to what Jeremiah just said, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to preach. He's not supposed to do everybody else's work for them. And I think it's kind of a two-edged sword. I think sometimes those of us who are older think, okay, I put my time in. I'm going to turn it all over to the younger people. I'm going to sit back and rock however many years or days or months I've got left. And I think the other side of the coin is that the younger people will just kind of put us on a shelf and say, well, you know, they're not needed anymore or whatever. I think the wisdom of the aged and the enthusiasm of the youth and everybody in between can go a long way in making a great church family. So I'm hoping to, you know, be a better elder, be an example of how older people can serve, and just do what I can for however much time the Lord lets me live here on the earth.
That's really good. An elder or not, any person who's listening to this who considers himself older needs to hear that. Absolutely needs to hear that. So we hope this is encouraging you. We've got two more, and our next guest is the most frequent guest on the podcast, and no offense to Mel's table, my favorite guest. Amber just...
Wow.
I just nearly got slapped by my own sister right there on the program.
I don't
care, Adam. Jeremiah is fine with it. No, Leah has been on here many times, and Leah, welcome back.
Thank you.
She's also the most used to the microphone. She just leans in all naturally and everything, so that's great. Leah, same format, kind of why and what are you looking forward to having as a goal, resolution, spiritually speaking, next year?
Well, this is our sixth year of homeschooling. And back before homeschooling, when my children were, you know, you go through this very new phase of being a mom and where you're really busy with small children, and they got a little older, and I really found myself doing a lot better really studying my Bible and keeping up with that and being very consistent with that. And then once I started homeschooling, there were just so many activities that I needed to stay on top of during our day that I feel like I know that that has been something that I have let slack off way more than I needed to. And so my goal is to make that a more consistent thing that I do every day, and to really think about when the best time is for me to do that and be more organized with it, so I don't just say, well, I need to study something. That's always been my problem anyway with Bible study, and I need to be more organized with it and make it priority, because, you know, we all know it is, but I know I'm not so good at living my life like it's a priority. And so that would be mine, as generic as it sounds.
It's not generic at all, and I think a lot of people, especially busy moms, just heard that and went, I know exactly what you're going through. And it's easy for anybody to kind of fall into that. So one more guest, Adam, welcome to the program. Thank you, Adam. No. Yes, I am your brother. My sister just said, oh, brother. But mine for next year may seem a little strange, but one of the things I love when I read the story of Christ is how much he loved children. Now, you can tell that. And I love kids. I do our pew packers at church and try to spend time with our kids at church. And I'm not the youth minister. We have one, and he does a good job. But one of the things I want to try to do next year is to show especially the little kids at church that I love them. you know, getting down on their level to talk with them, you know, trying just to do some things to show them that, you know, I'm not just the guy that does pew packers, you know, for 8, 9, 10 minutes on Sunday night, but that I really care. And so I hope that, you know, that's something. I don't know how you measure that as far as, you know, I'm going to, you know, give 8 high fives a week or whatever, but that's one of my goals for next year, is just to let the children, especially at church, know that, that I love them and, you know, kind of get on their level when I talk with them and those kind of things. So we survived. Dad got up while we were talking and tried to put dishes away, and the kids are in the next room destroying things, but we survived doing this. Everybody, thank you. And we hope this has been encouraging to you. I asked these guys, you know, several weeks ago when you were going to be together, and we thought if they don't mind, you know, giving a few minutes, we can actually sit around. You know, I'll bring the microphone to Kentucky. we'll do this, and they agreed to it, and I really appreciate it. And we hope this has encouraged you. If you kind of heard this, maybe you were, you know, driving somewhere, or maybe, you know, like Jeremiah, running 17 miles a day or something, or, you know, listening to this and didn't get that list. Each thing we said, as far as the main emphasis of each one, we will list in the show notes for this episode. And those can be found at fawnfamily.com/POD70. 70 episodes of this podcast this makes. And 2 weeks, we will be back with you. I'll go ahead and kind of pull back the curtain. The 71st episode has already been recorded. Shelly Hazel is the guest on that podcast, and she talks about a program you are going to love called Forever His. That's all I'm going to say, and you are going to love that podcast because I've already recorded it, and it's a great interview with her 2 weeks from today as we enter into 2017. But thank you again for listening to this program. The show notes, again, can be found at fawnfamily.com/POD70, pod 70. And until next time, we hope that you understand your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.